I had my children on the floor. I was on my favourite blanket that my grandmother gave me on the floor like a cat.
And I realised in that moment the potential of what our bodies can really do as women.
Like, I could feel his head. I could do my own internal, like, yeah, his head, I could feel it.
I was in tears. I was just in tears and overwhelmed with gratitude.
Hi, and welcome to the Natural Birth Podcast, the podcast that is bringing embodied birth wisdom from women from all over the world sharing their natural birth stories. Don't forget to subscribe and download so that you can always have access to these empowering and positive natural birth stories.
Hi, my name is Anna, also known as the Spiritual Midwife, and I am the Natural Birth podcast host. I'm a midwife and a childbirth educator, and I assist women in optimizing their chances of having an empowering and natural birth experience and a nourishing and healing postpartum. I offer holistic birth preparation and postpartum online courses worldwide for the conscious mama wanting to prepare emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually for her birth and for her postpartum. And if you want to know more about me and what I do in the world, then visit me at thenaturalbirthcourse.com. If you had a natural and empowering birth experience that you would like to share with the world, then you can email me at annathespiritualmidwife@gmail.com, and maybe your story will be featured on the Natural Birth Podcast. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today we have Natalie. Natalie is a mum of one from the Netherlands. I know Natalie from our monthly online mama sharing circle and have followed her throughout her pregnancy, and it's so wonderful to now take part in her birth story. The Netherlands has one of the highest percentages of home births in the world. Around 30% of Dutch women give birth at home. It's really common and not really a big deal there. Isn't it fascinating how different it is around the world? And of course, today we will hear Natalie's home birth story.
Hi, Natalie, and welcome to the Natural Birth Podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Anna. I'm very good today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You, I know from my online mama's group, you've come a few times onto the mama's group and brought your little baby to the sharing circle that we have online once a month.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm so grateful that you wanted to come on and also share about your natural birth story.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. I've been listening to your podcast like my whole pregnancy. And then I saw your mama circle, and it was really nice to join there as well.
Yes, it's so beautiful to meet mamas from all over the world and sharing about, you know, their ups and downs of pregnancy and being a mama and just everything from talking about vaccinations and alternatives to, you know, whatever else it can be around toddler age or baby age or just being pregnant.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about your natural birth story. So no further ado, please share with us, how did you end up wanting to have a natural birth, and what was your preparation like? And then please dive on in and share with us the actual birth story.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I start with, I knew I wanted to have a natural birth, and I knew I wanted to also have a home birth. And I don't really remember how it all came to that. It was just, I wanted to be the most natural way possible. And there are so many stories about hospital birth. And so it was just clear to me that I wanted to do it at home. And also my sister had a home birth. So that was from the beginning the way I wanted to go for it. And in the Netherlands, it's actually quite easy to have a home birth. So yeah. You can choose to have a home birth, and there's always the option. So it's not a big deal to do it and to get it arranged.
Yeah, it's so amazing. It's like one of the best countries in the world. I think there's a 30% home birth rate, which is just amazing compared to, for example, you know, here in Australia, it's, you know, minuscule, you know. That's so awesome. I just absolutely love that. I would love to visit the Netherlands and learn from the midwives there. Yes, so please share more.
Yeah, so then you also just go to the midwife practice. There is no gynecologist or anything involved. I was just with the midwife the whole pregnancy, and it was all easy pregnancy. And from the beginning, I said, yeah, I want a home birth. And then you also have the option to get the pool arranged via the midwife. So we also did that. And yeah, I didn't have any complaints in the pregnancy. So it was going very smooth. But still, there was a bit of a like doubt. What if it doesn't go right? And there's always something can happen. Some unexpected things can happen that your home birth won't go as smooth. So that was very intense in the beginning, but then after we also did a hypnobirthing course, I kind of felt really confident in doing it. And towards the end of the pregnancy, I was just trying to relax a lot, do the meditation, do yoga, and be really focused on what I want. And also I noticed, like, the last couple of days before my son was born, I was really wanting to be in my own space, and I didn't really want to talk so much to people as well, because they are always curious and asking, and is it starting yet? And that really like stressed me a little bit. So I went a little offline and just tried to be very relaxed. That was, yeah, kind of the preparation.
That's quite common to feel a bit inward the days leading up to your birth. Yeah,
that's really how I felt, that it was, I just wanted to be really calm. And actually with the corona restrictions, there was no real way that we could see people, and it was around Christmas, so the due date was the 30th of December. And then we were just at home. And I tried to make it really cozy in this dark time of the year. That's how I prepared.
And what was the early signs of labor approaching for you?
Yeah, so on Christmas Eve, actually, I thought that something was going on. But I really couldn't tell if it was, practicing contractions or if it was the beginning of labor. I didn't know. It was also not really regular. And I called my mom and she was like, yeah, you just have to watch out that it's coming regular. And I was like, I don't actually know. It's like, it's just something in my belly that's going on, but it wasn't that painful. So that was in the morning of the day. And I got up and I just, did some postures of yoga, and then I was tired and I just lie down on the couch and I fell asleep, and I woke up and after that it was gone completely. I didn't have anything anymore. So then I knew, okay, that was not the start of labor. So then it took another 4 days, and then on the 28th of December in the morning, the whole night a little bit, I slept pretty well, but then in the morning I felt it again, that something was happening. But because of the 24th, when I was already feeling like, yeah, something might happen, I didn't give it too much attention, you know. I thought, yeah, that's just my body preparing. And like that, we just continued the whole morning. And my partner, he went to work, and we started the day as any other day. But then I think at like 9:30, 10 in the morning, I was like, okay, I think it is maybe regular, like it comes and goes, and it was getting a little bit more intense. And the midwives, they tell you when it comes every 4 minutes, then you should give them a call. So at 10:30, I said, okay, let's maybe give the midwife a call. And I made a little plan for my partner what to do when labor starts. So we had that in the kitchen. And I had on there, like, make a smoothie. So he had to go to the supermarket to get some bananas to make a smoothie. So he did that. And then we called the midwife. And she said, yeah, that sounds like it's the beginning of labor. So I will be there in an hour. And then we check. And then we make a plan. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with that. That was sounding good to me. And also what I remember when we made the call, or just before we made the call, I was so calm and I was so confident and I knew everything will be fine. And when I think about that, like when I think back, it's just so nice because I had all these doubts during the pregnancy. And then when it actually started, there was no doubt anymore. It was just going to go well. And it was really nice. It was a really nice feeling that I was so, I felt so powerful and that it will just work the way
That's
I wanted.
So beautiful. That is so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think back of it and it's so nice. But anyway, an hour and 15 minutes later, the midwife came. And she asked me if I want her to check how far I'm dilated. And I wanted to know because I wanted to know how, like, more intense it might get, like, where I stand. So I said, yes, please, please check. And also, we had the pool and my partner already let the water in. And I really wanted to go into the pool, but I didn't want to come back out for her to check. So I wanted her to check and then go into the pool. And so she checked and then she said, yeah, you are 8-9 centimeters dilated.
Oh my God. How long had you, how long had you been laboring by then?
Yeah, that was only like 4 hours.
Wow.
It started in the morning and that was 11:45.
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Quick. Yeah. And by then you had maybe 4 hours of regular contractions. And how did you cope with them at that point? You know, you were 8-9 centimeters. So how had you been coping those 4 hours?
Yeah. So I was just in the living room and in the beginning, I tried to still lie down and to take some rest, but at some point that just didn't work anymore. So I went on all fours and I did a little bit of hip movements and I was on the birthing ball. And also what was really nice was to lean forward on the back of the couch. That was really nice. And I also spent a lot of time on the toilet.
Oh, good.
Because I always felt like I need to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom a lot of times. But at some point, it also became a little bit uncomfortable. And then leaning onto my partner, like facing him and leaning onto him, putting my arms around his neck, that was a really comfortable position. So also always a little bit leaning forward.
Wow.
That was actually what I was doing. And also sometimes I felt like, okay, I want to listen to some calming music or to some birth affirmations, but then later I just wanted to be quiet.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to listen to anything. I didn't want to hear anything. I just wanted it very quiet.
That's such a quick progress that you went through and that you handled so amazingly, and you felt so safe in that space with your partner and you were so active, which I think is a really good thing. You know, sitting on the toilet is one of the absolute best places to really let go and to really help the head descend down, especially if you most likely were quite open already. Probably when you started laboring, you probably were quite open already, and so then even more so, you know, really giving the baby room and for the head to really drop. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so she checked you. She must have been super surprised.
Yes. I think she was, because she wanted to make a plan when she was here. And then she was like, okay, I'm going to stay. I will call the... They have the support from like some nurses. I don't know how to call them in English, there's usually one more person that comes to assist with a home birth.
Yeah.
And we had two of, which was the experienced one and the student. So two of these nurses came a little later. So she called them to come. And then she just, said, okay, I will prepare everything here. And we just, she will stay. There was no way she could go away and return, so she had to stay.
Yeah.
And I went into the bathtub then at that point, and it was so nice. I was like, wow, this felt so good, the warm water. And then I just remember that every now and then I had like rational thoughts, like, how's this going to work? Like, how can the baby come out of me? And I just try to, I don't think, I have to stop thinking and just try to let it go and not have any thinking in my mind going on. And it kind of worked. I had this once or twice when I think back. And also, I don't remember it as very painful, but I remember I had the thought, this is so painful, or this is so uncomfortable. I will never want to do this again, or something like that. How long will it still take? It was already really quick, and still I felt like, oh, this is taking so long.
Yeah.
But once I had this like rational thinking off, it was going really smoothly, and I could just let go. Also, I didn't notice much of what was going on around me. I had my eyes closed, and I was closed, and I was in this position. What was uncomfortable sometimes was that the midwife wanted to check the heartbeat of the baby. So I had to go out of this leaning position and go a little bit on my back so that she could check it. And she tried to do it in between contractions, but still it was very uncomfortable. And also one time I had to go out in between. I had to go out of the bath and go onto the mattress that we had next to the bathtub. I remember that was really, really uncomfortable. But I didn't go into a discussion of it's needed or not. It was just, okay, I trusted the midwife and that she would respect my wishes, because we also had a birth plan and all, and I knew I wanted everything very naturally. So I think I just trusted her that what she wants to do is the right way. And at some point she said, let me know when you feel like you need to push. And I was like, I don't think that is it right now. And now when I, like, the first time you were going through this, you really have no idea, right? And I was like, I don't know. Like, no, I don't think I have the urge to push yet. But then when it happened, it was like, okay, now I have the urge to push. And now I know what it feels like. It's there. And that was so interesting, the first contraction from the pushing phase. It wasn't painful. It was just an incredible power that was going through your body. And I remember it, and I can't even describe it. It was no pain. It was just, wow, how can so much energy be in my body? I just couldn't believe it. And I was also screaming and making sounds, but not because of the pain, but just this energy that was in me to like let it out or so. I don't know, but it was so intense.
Do you want a natural birth, mama? Then the natural birth course might be for you. Do you see birth as a rite of passage and an important and transformational event that you'd like to feel fully empowered in meeting? Are you, like many other women, realizing that it is time to take back your power as a birthing woman in the birth space and birth your baby your way? Would you like to feel calm and confident as you birth your baby with all the tools you need in order to meet the labor sensations naturally and be ready body, mind, and soul? Do you deeply down know that your body was made to birth your baby and that you have all the inherent power and inner wisdom to do so? Are you looking for holistic midwifery wisdom and guidance to assist you and give you all the evidence-based information you need in order to feel fully sovereign in your decision-making around your pregnancy and upcoming birth? Then the Natural Birth Course is for you. Find out more at thenaturalbirthcourse.com.
But the whole last, like the whole phase of the baby coming out, I wouldn't even describe as very painful. It was just powerful and so much energy.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful.
It's so different. Everyone experiences it so differently. Some women absolutely love when the pushing phase starts, that they feel like they're more in control, or they feel like it's not as painful as the other contractions, and some women feel the absolute opposite. And it's very interesting. We're all so different, you know, how we have sensitivities in our bodies, and whether, you know, how many nerve endings we have. You know, we're all so different in how we feel and experience birth. All right, so talk us through that, though. Talk us through your baby descending, and could you feel the turning of the baby? Could you feel the different, you know, burning sensations of the ring of fire? Or what was your experience?
So I did feel how the baby was going down, and also how it went back every time. Like, it went a bit further down and back up, and I was like, oh no, this is so... you feel like you're getting somewhere, and then it's like, oh, but now it's gone backwards. So am I even doing any progress here?
yes, you are. And this is so important, you know, especially for first-time mamas. And I love that you share that. You know, this is what most women say. It's like, and also, like, when I'm attending births, it's like, oh, you know, the baby's never coming out. But it's great because it's stretching all that tissue, and it's preventing you from tearing. So it actually, even though I sometimes feel like nothing's happening and you're just pushing, and the head comes down and then sucks up again, like a little turtle, doesn't it? It's like a little turtle. But it's so great for prevention of tearing and stretching your perineal tissues and vaginal tissues. That's good. We want that to be like that.
Yeah.
Nature's design for a reason.
So, but I certainly felt that. And also at some point the midwife said, yeah, check if you can feel the head. And I couldn't believe it, but I was like, yeah, I can feel the head. it was so crazy. This to just feel it myself also.
Yeah.
And then to know, yeah, it's really almost there, and I can already feel the head. It's unbelievable what a feeling that was. And I also, the contractions, they were really intense, and I tried to relax the body. I remember that I really tried to relax, but I was kind of tensed in my upper body, but I think I let my body do what it had to do. So I think even though I was like holding onto the handles of the bathtub, I had the feeling that I was kind of letting go in the region in my like lower body, to really let the body do what it needs to do and not being so controlled. I don't know if it actually worked out, but I found it really difficult to be relaxed, because that's what they were like in the hypnobirthing course. Be really relaxed, try to let it go. But that was like really difficult.
Yeah, and it's also different. Like some women labor very quietly, they're more internal, they can really, yeah, have more of that inward gaze. And for some women, they really need the sound, and it's the sound that helps them birth their babies. And some women need to be, you know, moving in between the bearing down, like changing, you know, different positions. And some women stay in one position the whole time. And so there's not like one way fits all. And I think especially with the hypnobirthing courses, I've heard that from women sometimes that, you know, they then get disappointed with themselves for, oh, I wasn't quiet, or I couldn't do this and that. And, you know, that's a shame, because I think it's really powerful when women use their sound and their voice, or just follow their instincts, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I was actually making a lot of sounds, and it did help me, and I didn't care about my sound. So whatever, I just did what came out, and it was, yeah, just let my body do.
Can be really liberating to make sounds, actually. Being that primal, strong woman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It felt good. So, and also at that point, I actually felt breaks in between the waves. So it was like, okay, now there's the next one. And in between, I could relax really well. So I was just hanging there, had my eyes closed, and yeah, I could really relax and get some new energy for the next wave. So that was really nice. I remember that really well, that I really had a break in between, and that was really helpful. At that point when I checked and when I felt the head, the baby was almost there. And I also remembered that when the head was about to come out, that I was thinking of, okay, is that now the ring of fire that people are talking about? But it was not that bad. I don't remember it that bad. I remember it the head came, and it went back a bit, and it came again and went back a bit, and then it came out, and it was so quick that, yeah, or it came so slowly and then quick, like it wasn't so bad. I don't remember it as being really painful. And what we had also in our birth plan, that was that my partner would be able to catch the baby, so that the first person that would touch the little one would be, yeah, my partner or myself. So he was like ready, leaning over the tub, and he then held the head once the head was out, and then it took one more contraction and the body came out, and really, yeah, my partner just catched the baby and held it underwater for a little bit longer, and then slowly rotated it onto my chest. And
yeah,
it was just, I can't describe it. It was incredible, really. That moment of he being there, and I don't even remember how the midwife was there. Like, it was only us. And what a feeling that of the baby being out, and he was so small, and then he came onto me, and I just remember, oh, it's a boy, because we also didn't know what it's going to be. It's a boy, and oh, he's so small. He's so small. That's what I thought it was like, and I was just crying, and it was so beautiful.
Wow. How long time were you in that bearing down phase? Because you said kind of before the midwife came, when she came, it was around 4 hours after the first kind of contraction. And then you jumped in the pool, and you were in the pool for a while, and you got the urge to push. What kind of time frame was the whole labor and birth for you?
So it was 6 hours in total.
Wow.
And so after the midwife was here, it was another 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he was here. So I think it was really quick.
Yes.
And also when I think back, like you really lose the sense of time. And when I think back, I like, oh yeah, it went so fast.
Yeah.
Started in the morning. It feels like it went like in a blink of an eye, and it was done. Mm. Yeah, oh, it's really interesting, and how fast it went.
Yeah. And then your baby was on your chest and yeah. You had some cuddles and then did you have your placenta in the pool as well? Or
no, actually I wanted to get out of the pool like really quickly after he was born, and that also feels like it was immediately that I yeah. went out and then I lay down on the mattress. But I think there was some time passing. I was sitting there and just crying, holding the little baby. And then they asked me, do you want to stay in the tub or do you want to get out? And I felt not so comfortable anymore in on my bag, kind of sitting there. So I said, no, I want to get out. And they helped me getting out of the pool. And I really can't tell what time frame that was, but I was then lying down on the mattress and I had my baby on my chest and he latched the first time. We started breastfeeding, and then the midwife said, okay, just give one push and the placenta will be out. And I was like, pushing? How am I? How do I push? Like, how do you mean? But I just, pushed and the placenta was out. So it was really easy. There was no problem with that.
It was probably just sitting there just in the vagina. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you just pushed, you just can bloop.
Yeah, it was really just one little push that I had to give. And and then the baby was still connected to the placenta. So we also waited for a while before we cut the cord. And I was surprised how small the placenta was. I was like, she showed it and I was like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting to see.
Some of them are really big and some of them are quite small. And sometimes the cord can be on the side or in the middle, or they all look very different.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see it. I've never seen a placenta before, so it was very nice to see.
Yeah, very few people do.
And I think then we also cut the cord. I can't remember so well that I've seen it or really recognize like that I really paid attention to it, because I was so focused on the baby and just looking at him all the time. I just couldn't stop looking at my baby. And then they did say that I needed some stitches, so I did tear. And so they asked me, do you want to do it now or later? And I was like, yeah, okay, we can do it now, then it's done. And so they just kept me lying there on the mattress. And then the baby went to my partner to have skin to skin. So he took him and they did some bonding. And they did the stitches, which was not so bad.
That
was totally fine. And I think also later they asked me if I want to shower. And so I did that. I think the baby was still at my partner's chest at the time, and I also must say I felt pretty amazing after giving birth. I was like so energized. Like I was going up the stairs and into the shower, and these nurses, they were holding me like, oh, careful, don't get up too quickly. And I was like, I'm not feeling anything. And then they were also like, yeah, but be careful, it's just the hormones that make you going now.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing, a woman's body and how we're so designed to have a baby and then just stand up and go about our day.
That's the thing.
Sometimes, some women might have a little bit of a bleed, or for some women who've had a really prolonged labor, it's a bit different. But otherwise, it's like if everything has gone quite harmoniously, in a sense, you're ready to just go on with your day. And you get a surge of energy when you have your baby. You need that, so you get that adrenaline rush so you can birth your baby. And so that you're able as well, back in the day when we were hunters and gatherers, so that you could have a baby, and then if you needed to, you could run away take your baby. So we're designed this way to birth babies and to
be powerful women.
Yeah, but it's true that it also, it started in the morning and it was took in the day and early afternoon I was done. So I had a really good sleep the night before. I think that also helped that I was not so tired. Then I had the shower and after that I took the baby back on my chest, skin to skin. And yeah, we were just enjoying this time. And yeah, I always like the first couple of weeks after, I was just thinking back every time, like, I can't believe how smooth it went and how everything went just exactly how I wanted it to be. Yeah. And also breastfeeding, we started immediately and it all worked fine. It was a little uncomfortable the first couple of times, of course, but I think there are so many women that have more difficult time, but it went really smooth and yeah, just so happy.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your birth story with us. If you had a first-time mama in front of you right now who's about to have her first baby and she really wants to have a natural and empowering birth experience, what advice or pearls of wisdom would you give to her?
I think that in this preparation that I did, it's really important that you know if there are any, if you have any fears, like what would keep you from having this natural birth, and just prepare yourself for it. Try to prepare positive as well. And if there are any fears, try to work on that and get it out of the way. Mm. And I think the preparation is really important. I don't know how much that really helped with me having such a smooth birth, but I really tried to be positive and stay away from all these horror stories that you can listen to it, but have a little bit of an emotional distance. And that's also why I listen to your podcast, because stories that really empower, like, and you also get so much like trust in yourself somehow that you can do it as well. So yeah, a good preparation, I think. And also my partner, I told him what I need, what I think I will need during labor. I wrote it on a paper so that, because he's not the most emotional person. So I was like, just try like to be calm and try to don't talk too much. Like, think about what you need as well in the preparation when you prepare for birth.
Did you end up drinking that smoothie he made?
Yes, I drank the smoothie, and I also wrote down other things on the list that I think I would want to eat, and I didn't want any of it. I only wanted some energy bars, but that's it. Like, only the smoothie was nice, but he did so well. I felt this birth was connecting us so much, and he was just there, and just what he did was so right and so perfect, like how he was supporting me with the breathing, and it was amazing. I would have not expected that.
It's so important to feel supported and loved during labor and birth. It doesn't really matter all the time what your partner or support people say or do, just that they're really present with you and that you can feel their love and their support and feel held by them, you know? And essentially presence is the most important.
Yeah, that's true, because I didn't need much to be done, but just that he was there was already giving me so much. Like, he could have not done very much anyway, other than offering me something to drink or to eat and
beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Nelly, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. It's been a pleasure having you join us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, then please share it. Grade it on iTunes and leave a comment. If you want to connect on social media, you can find me on Facebook as The Spiritual Midwife or on Instagram as the_spiritual_midwife. Thank you for listening.